Greetings, everyone. Greetings. This is Kim Seymour from Inspired Serenity by Kim Seymour. And I thank you for joining me today on this podcast. It is February 5th, 2018. And the topic for today's podcast is alignment. So we're talking today about alignment. And I am an educator, and we speak about alignment a lot in the work that we do because our focus is to make sure that what our teachers are sharing is connected to what the state and what the district and what our campus says needs to take place. And so we want to make sure that whatever it is that our students are supposed to learn, that we align our instruction with all of those components. And so we learn that if we keep in mind what it is that we want the students to learn while we are planning out our lessons, and then as we execute the lesson inside of the classroom, we learn that the students are more successful because there is a connection between what they are supposed to learn, what we teach them, and what they actually receive. So alignment is very, very important in the field of education. And really, alignment is important in a lot of other areas of our lives. And so for my work that I do with women, I am a life coach, a speaker, and an author, and for the work that I do with women, it's about alignment as well, because it is important to understand that in order to be effective in who we are, we have to make sure that our lives align with who we are to be. And so, you know, looking at your goals and looking at your dreams and your values and all of those things come into play when you're looking at alignment. Now, what do I mean about alignment and how that applies to your life? Well, we can look from the perspective of we know that we're here for a reason, and it depends on from what perspective you choose to see your life. If you are spiritual or religious, you may feel that you are here to help bring people to Jesus Christ and to walk in your day with love and to follow the commandments of the Bible and to just be an example of God to others, those people that are around you, family members. As you walk out into your community, you go to the grocery store, you are to be that example. You could be looking from another perspective and say that I'm here, you know, to teach, or I'm here to be a coach, or I'm here to be a business owner. I'm here to help children. I'm here to help the elderly. So there's different perspectives that you can look from. But those of us who have decided that, you know what, I have a purpose, I'm here for a reason, well, alignment is very, very important to how you live out your life. Now, regardless of what perspective you look from, if you believe that you are here for a purpose, you are here to accomplish something, you're here to achieve something, your mission in life, if you believe that you have a mission in life and you believe that you are here for a purpose, you must make sure that everything in your life aligns with that mission, that purpose. So for the purpose of this podcast, we are going to speak from the perspective more spiritually, but looking at I'm here for a reason, looking at from the perspective of I've felt in my spirit or in my heart that there is something special for me to do. Now, alignment means this. It means that your walk, your talk, what you let into your life, who you are around, what kind of atmosphere that you live in, what do you do on your job, how do you walk in everyday life, what do you value? All of these things help to make sure that you are aligned with what it is that you feel that you are here to do. Now, what often happens is that we get out of alignment, and sometimes we don't really realize that we've gotten out of alignment until you go back and revisit. So I want to start from this point. Once you know, so we want to talk from the perspective of we know. I know that there is something great and awesome for me to do. I may know what that is, I may not, but I know that there's something great and awesome. Whether or not you've explored it, whether or not you've dug deep into it, that's not what we're looking at now. But do you know that there is something great and awesome and wonderful, something special for you to do? And again, that can be from the spiritual perspective for you, or that can be from some other perspective of just what you feel your purpose is here in life. So once you have determined that, you have to begin to orchestrate your life so that it lines up with that purpose. How do you do that? Well, it's very easy if you are by yourself, because you don't have other people to hear criticism from or negativity from or interact with, because you know it's just you and you know that this is what you want to do and you pattern your life after that or to go in that direction. Well, unless you live alone on an island, and if you do, then chances are you may not be hearing this podcast, because you may have just decided to just let all communication go. But if you are existing in the world here today, you are not alone. And you have people to interact with on a daily basis. You have different situations that come your way on a daily basis. How do you make sure that your life lines up with that passion, that goal, that purpose, that mission for your life, that reason why you are here? So listen to this. The way that you make sure that your life is patterned to go in the direction you're trying to go is, first, you have to know where you're trying to go. Now, you may not know all of the steps of how to get there, but you definitely need to know what point B is. So, where are you trying to go? What are you trying to do? So, what is your mission? What is something that you feel that you're here for? You do have to know that. You can't just say, oh, I'm here to do something great and one day I'll figure it out. If you don't know what that is, you have to start trying to figure that out. So, let's say that you know. You kind of know generally what it is that you're here to do. Once you know that, how do you make your life line up? Well, you have to walk this thing out. And it depends on whatever it is that you feel that you're here to do, but you have to walk it out. How do you walk it out? If you feel that you were here to be a business owner and you want to, establish a company where you can help other people, or just, you know, establish a company where you want to sell products, well, your life has to align. You have to make sure that you're getting the education. You have to make sure that you have the tenacity to move forward and you can overcome obstacles and you don't get discouraged and you are motivated to continue to move forward in spite of obstacles. So when you know where you're going, your life has to look like you know where you're going. So we all make mistakes, we get off track. But if you have a place that you're going, and you, even if you start to realize you're veering off the road, you have to be able to bring yourself back. You have to be so focused on where it is you're trying to go that you stay on track. Think of it this way. Or if you get off track, you get right back on. Think of it this way. If you're traveling out of town and you're driving down the road, well, guess what? Of course, you're going to have to stay alert and awake. And if there's any chance that you're a little bit tired and maybe you think you may have swerved a little bit in the wrong lane, you get that wheel back in the right direction and you get back on track, right? Because you don't want any accidents. Well, how do you know you veered off the road? Well, you know, there's something in your subconscious mind and maybe even your conscious mind and your awareness. Even let's say you're kind of dozing off a little bit. There's something that may wake you up and you get back on track. Well, if you start to pattern your life in the right way, you will be able to get yourself back on track because something is going to alert you that you swerving a little bit, get back on track. So the most important thing is to know where you're going. And the next thing is to stay focused and make sure that everything that you are doing aligns with where you're trying to go. So you want to go to school and be a airline pilot. Okay, well, you know, you're not going to go to medical school. And so I know those are two, you know, contrasting careers there, but I just want you to see the part of whatever it is that you are to do, everything is going to be that. Think of the young men, whether they be in elementary school, middle school, high school, and they want to be ball players. They want to play basketball, they want to play football, maybe even soccer. And what do they carry around with them? Now nowadays we may not see that as much, but if you think some time ago, what do they always have? They might have a basketball in their backpack. They might have a football because they never know when they're going to be challenged to a game and they always want to be ready and they may want to have their own ball to play with. But they have it with them. And so they're always practicing. You may catch them out after, you know, in the backyard. They may not even have a basketball net, but they're back there trying to figure it out. Or every time they get a chance, they're out in the street throwing the football because that's what they desire to do. So whatever it is that you feel that you are here to do, everything has to look like that. If you want to help impoverished people, how do you start that? Well, you may have to start becoming a member of some organizations. Maybe you want to start with a small monetary donation to an organization. Maybe you want to go volunteer there. You know, maybe you want to help with Toys for Tots or maybe, you know, you want to teach your children. So when I say pattern your life, everything around you has to go in that direction. So going back to the example of helping others, and I just touched on it. If you feel that that's what you would like to do, then at Christmas time, you make a donation or you go and you do Toys for Tots. During the holiday, you take your family and maybe you go and you serve meals. See, when you're patterning your life, it's not just you, it's your family also that you are not forcing to do this, but you're teaching your children and you're representing who you are. So regardless of any backlash that you get, you have to walk in who you are. Why? Because you'll always come back to that. There's always going to be that part of you that wants to do this or wants to do that. And when you really step back and look at it, it's going in that same direction of what you feel you're here for. So if you veer off the road and you're just stagnant for a while, when you get back on the road, you're still going back towards that same destination because it's in your heart, it's in your spirit to do. So when I say pattern your life is going to be just, you know, just the thing to do, you're already going in that direction. You feel in your heart and your spirit that's what you are here to do. Your life needs to align with that. And you can't allow anyone to discourage you or get you off track. If you get yourself off track, that's one thing. But giving somebody the power to get you off track, you can't allow that to happen. Because if you give them the power to get you off track, you give them the power to take your dreams away. So every part of your life needs to align with where you're going. Now, I'm not saying you've got to force feed your family or your friends or, you know what, come feed the homeless with me right now, everybody. I'm not saying that. I'm saying your life has to align. Your life, but everybody around you needs to understand who you are. And even though they may not agree, they may not understand, they may not want to do the things that you do, they still need to understand that, hey, this is who I am. If you don't like it, hey, you know what? You just don't, but this is who I am. And so you know the direction that you're going. You may not know all the steps of how to get there, but you know the direction that you're going, and all roads lead to where you're going. So if we go back to the analogy of a road trip, you're going to take the freeways or the expressways that are going to take you where you're trying to get. Why would you go in the opposite direction? Why would you turn back when you're trying to go forward? So again, everything that you do needs to align. You know, when we travel with my family and we want to maybe get some gas or grab something to eat, and we're looking at the exits, we're trying to see what's right there close by. We're not interested in getting off the road and going 15, 20, 30 miles down the road to get something to eat or get some gas. That's taking us way off course, and it's going to delay us. So we're looking for something right there close by. Everything that you do needs to be right close by in the area that you are trying to go in. So again, understand where you're going, and all roads need to lead there. Everything in your life needs to align with where you're trying to go. Now, the problem is when we veer off the course and we become stagnant. And that happens very often. And sometimes we don't even realize we're just on the side of the road, and it's like we don't even know what happened. Like there's no accident or anything. We're just sitting on the side of the road, cars are passing by, and it's like we're in a slumber. And then all of a sudden, you know, we wake up and we're thinking, okay, well, what happened? Why am I here? So when all of your life activities align with what you're trying to do, you're going to have obstacles. You are going to have setbacks. You may even get lost, but you've got to get back on track. But I want to share something with you as I prepare to close out this podcast. I want to share something with you about how you know you've gotten off course. How you know you've gotten off course is that things will be out of alignment. Okay? So you remember I spoke about being an educator and how what the state and the district says that the students need to know, and what the teachers implement in the classroom, and the results we receive from assessments lets us know if we're doing the right thing. If we come out with bad results, then we know that somewhere along the line, something is out of whack, whether it be the teaching, whether it be students and their effort, whether it be the material we were using or the time. There's a lot of different factors, but something is off. And as educators, we have to figure out what that is, correct it, and get back on track. The same applies to your life. So if you know where you're going and you're on the road and you're going there, and then before all of a sudden you're on the side of the road and you're just not sure what happened there, but you know that, you know, you may have taken a wrong turn. It, you know, not necessarily you pulled over and you're just stopped. You may have taken a wrong turn or a detour. How many times do we get on the road and there is a detour? So maybe you went to a detour, and then before you know it, you're lost. That happens. So how do you correct that? How do you correct that? And how do you know that something is wrong? Something is wrong because things are not aligned. And the way that we know, so if we come back to our life and we're not looking so clearly at oh, the results of our students don't look so well, so we could tell something's out of alignment. Or we're driving a car and, you know, we get to something that says dead end, and so we know, oh, we're off the track, so we know something's out of alignment. When you look at your life, it's not that easy, because you don't have signs that say dead end, or you're out of alignment, or you're off the road. You know, you're out of, we don't have those kind of signs. So we have to just kind of figure that out. But the way that you will know that you've gotten off course is that things in your life are out of alignment. And how you fix that is you've got to find your way back to the road. How do you find your way back to the road? Well, you have to remember where you're going. And that's not going to change. You're always going to know, oh, well, this is where I was trying to go. Because if you get lost somewhere and somebody comes and says, hey, well, where are you going? Well, I was trying to go here. You know where you're trying to go. So I was trying to start my own business, or I was going back to school, or I'm going to, you know, help people here. You know where you're going, or you know where you're trying to get. But you may have kind of gotten a little lost along the way, and things have gotten out of alignment. How do you get them back? You got to get back to the road. And how you do that is remembering where it is you're trying to go. Now, something to consider when things in your life are out of alignment. You may have conflict. You may have arguments. You may have financial issues. You may have setbacks. You may have loss. You may have pain. You may be hurting. A lot of different things can happen that get you out of alignment. But you've got to make sure that you find your way back. Understand this. When in your life, you may start to feel some things that aren't right in your life. You'll start to feel it. And I want you to think of this as women. A lot of times we automatically say, oh, self-esteem, confidence, my value, people don't value me, people don't think I'm important, my self-esteem is not where I need to be. And that is an issue that then we start trying to solve. So I'm going to say that again. A lot of women look at where they are in their lives or situations that happen in their lives and attribute it to self-esteem, confidence, value, worth, all of those things. And you know what? At some point, it is that. But if you can just take a step back and think, if something is out of alignment, that means that something is not in alignment with where you're trying to go. So again, if things are out of alignment, that means that something is not in line with where you're trying to go. And this is a very empowering statement, because what it means is this. You got something going on in your life that is interfering with where you were trying to go. Let me say that again. There's something going on in your life that is interfering with where you're trying to go. That's powerful. And that's powerful because if you can determine that something is going on in my life that's keeping me from going here, that's powerful because you can begin to get to work to fix that. So if you say, oh, my self-esteem is so low, I don't value, or people don't value me and I feel worthless, and you know, my confidence is so low, those things may be true in a sense. But when you start to look from the self-esteem perspective and the self-worth and value and confidence, sometimes we feel like that's who I am, that's always going to be my issue, and that's never going to change. And because I always deal with self-esteem or self-worth, I'm always going to be in this type of situation because that is kind of like the thorn in my side. And in some respects, in some situations, that may be true, but it's less empowering for you when you think from that perspective. We all struggle with self-esteem, but it may not be in every situation of our lives, but it depends on the situation. But we've probably, as women, all had a bout of self-esteem here, low self-esteem here and there. But if you look from the perspective when things are kind of not where they need to be in your life, and things are happening that are causing some stress and some struggle in your life, if you start to think from the perspective of something is out of line, something is not lining up where I am trying to go, you become empowered because you can change that. You can change that. You have to figure out what it is, but you can change it. It doesn't say that this is you and your life. It just says, hey, you know what? Take a step back. You need to change this. You know what? If you veer off the road and you're trying to get back to the road, and before you know it, you're in another little city, you have GPS now where you can just type in where you're trying to go and it'll get you back on track. So you just have to figure it out. But when you start realizing what's out of alignment, this is where the power begins. This is where the power begins. I love this. When you get to the point where you can figure out where things are out of whack in your life, where things are not aligned, you can begin to work. Because remember, this is your life. So you have to start making some decisions. And those decisions are, what is out of line? What do I need to change? What do I need to do differently? And these are some hard decisions you have to really look at. What do I need to do differently? What do I need to change? What is out of line? How do I fix it? Know that you can't fix people, but you can fix your environment and your situation. You've got to start somewhere. And this is something that you can do. So you have to, and that's why I stated earlier, you have to know where you're going. You have to know what your spirit and your heart says. Once you know that, that's going to drive you to get back on that road. But because you know where it is you're trying to go now, that's going to drive that passion in you to make sure that everything is lined up. See, if you're out there doing something that's not for you, living someone else's dream, when you get off the side of the road, you might be like, hey, you know what? I'm off the road. I'm off the track. And you know what? Maybe I'll try this direction. There might be something good for me over there. Oh, well, you know what? I'm lost. There's a detour. Let me try this over here. And you're just all over the place. So how that looks in your life, you're going to accept anything. You're going to accept any kind of people. You're going to allow your life experiences and your surroundings and your environment to just be however. You're going to let people come in and virtually and essentially control your life. But when you know where you're going and you know the greatness that is within you because you want to do something great, you will stand up and you will say, okay, something is out of line here and I need to get everything back on track. Remember what I said earlier, everything in your life has to line up with what it is that you're trying to do. Everything, everything, even down to the meals that you eat. So if you need to be a healthier you, if you need to exercise more, if you need to eat less, or if you need to eat more healthy, or if you need to go to bed early, spend more time with your family, whatever it is that is taking you in that direction, you need to do it. And catch this, whatever it is that is shaking you up, that is making you cry at night, that is making you feel pain, that is making you angry, frustrated, resentful, unforgiving, you have to reevaluate. What value do these things, do these people hold in my life that I am allowing this to take place? If they hold no value, is they got to go. And that may have been not grammatically correct, but I'm going to say it again. If they hold no value in your life and where you're trying to go, they got to go. Now, if they hold some value, and you have to be able to see the value. If somebody is in your life or a situation or in your environment, if you can't see the value, why are they there? See, everything, every road has to go there. That means the people in your life and your situation and your environment, everything. You can't live in a negative, abusive environment and go forward. You just can't. It's physically, mentally, socially, spiritually, financially, emotionally impossible. You cannot move forward in that kind of environment. But the people and things, if those things, if the people, if the environment holds value, if you see the value in it, well, you can make some corrections. But you've got to start that process. You've got to put your foot down and say, okay, I'm out of alignment. And so it may be time to have some hard communication with some people in your life. You know what? This is where I'm trying to go. I got out of alignment. We got a little off course. I let you say this to me. Or you know what? I let you do this at work. Or we allowed this to look. Okay, I messed up. I'm growing too. But you know what? Here today, I'm getting things back in alignment. And don't take advantage if you see me sway a little bit. You know I'm human. But this is where I'm trying to go. If you're going with me and you're going to add value, all right, let's go all together. But if you're going to continue to cause struggle and strife for me, then you got to go. So as I conclude this podcast, I want you to do this. I want you to really hone in to where it is you're trying to go. And once you do that, I want you to make sure that everything that you're doing lines up. Evaluate your life. Assess what's going on. What are you doing? Is it aligning to where you're trying to go? Do it now, today. If you have to sit down and write for the rest of the night, what do I need to do to align everything in my life to where I'm trying to go? Write it down. What will you accept? What will you not accept? What will you do when what you have chosen to not accept appears? And it will. What will you do? Will you get off the side of the road and just say, forget it? I must not be meant to go there. Or will you regroup? You'll have to learn how to regroup, because you'll do it all throughout life. You're always going to be up against something. But it's how you handle it that keeps you moving forward. So figure those things out. Where are you trying to go? And does everything in your life align with where you're trying to go? If not, stop right now and start over. From the time you wake up in the morning to the time you close your eyes at night, everything you do needs to be purposeful and aligned to where you're trying to go. And the people and your environment must support it and add value. If not, they have to go. Now, make sure that people around you understand that you're serious about this, you mean it, and they can come along or they can stay behind, but you will not stop where you're trying to go to entertain a lifestyle that is not adding value to where you're trying to go, and that you will not accept a lifestyle that is out of alignment to where you're trying to go. All right. I am Kim Seymour from Inspired Serenity by Kim Seymour. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. You can catch me on Instagram, also on Periscope. If you are signed up with Periscope, I invite you to join my Facebook group, Inspired Serenity by Kim Seymour. And I just want to direct you to my website, kimseymour.com. You can find inspiring ebooks for women because my audience is primarily women. And also, if you're interested in helping, getting some help moving forward, I offer life coach services for women. So feel free to go to that website and get a little bit more information. Thank you so much. I hope that you have a wonderful evening. And you know what? Make the best of every moment that you have. Until next time.